Good evening. Let's first start with a perek of Lamed in Tehillim. Shir Amalos, Mimamakim Krosicho Adonai, Adonai Shimo Vekoili, Tien Oznecho Kashuvois Vekoil Tachanunoi, Im Avonai Stishmo Yo Adonai Miyamoit, Ki Imecho Hatzalicho, Lema'an Tivorei, Visi Adonai kivso nafshi, v'lidvorei hoicholti. Nafshi l'Adonai, mishoymerim laboiker, shoymerim laboiker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai acheset v'arbei moifedus, v'yivdes Yisrael mikol Adonai sov. Achinu kol beis Yisrael, anzuni batzoro bashivyo, v'imdim bim bayom bim bayabosho, המוקם ירחם עליהם ויציא מצור לרווחו, מאפלו לא ירו, משיבוט לגולו, אשתו בעגולו ובזמן קוריב, ונאמר אמן. Dear friends, this evening we want to share with you a shmuz of Rabbi Yeruchem of Mir, the famous Rabbi Yeruchem Mashgiach. We know the Sefer Mesilas Yeshorim as a ladder, a climbing ladder, with 10 miles, 10 madrigas, 10 levels of 10 different midos. The first two midos are called Zehirus, vigilance, to be careful, and Zrizus, alacrity, to perform things quickly without letting time pass, without a delay. The heroes, the Messiah Shom explains, Krovo Shel Dovor, in summation, Yehoda Ma'ayin Al Masav Kulam, a person should survey all of his deeds, umefakeach al drochov, and oversee all his ways. Sheloi naniach la'atzme hergel ra, in order to remove any bad tendency, umidero, or trait, a bad trait of character, kol shken avero fesha, let alone a sin or a transgression. That is a hirus. Careful, 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 to watch, to be vigilant. That is the middle of the heroes. The midah of zechizus is that if you don't accomplish a thing, you don't finish it quickly, you never know what happened in between. What might happen? Some ikuving, some things that will hold back the fulfillment and the accomplishment of the thing that you want to do. That is zechizus, to be quick, not to let time pass. Alacrity. Rabbi Yochum says, it would be minzboinen, we'll contemplate, we will notice that the work of the preparation for Pesach are these two midas, the heroes, vigilance, to ban all chametz, to make sure that everything is clear, there's no chametz around, and pure. That's one midah, one trait. And the other level is rezus. When you're baking matzah, you have to make sure that it doesn't take a long time between making the dough and the baking. Because when you will let time pass, it might get chametz. That is rezus. You have to finish the thing quickly because you don't know what might hold back in the middle, what might happen in the middle, and to disturb your entire plan. The Rambam explains what is the mitzvah, shmartem es ha-matzois. You should be watching, guarding, being careful for matzois. Is haru b'matzah. Be careful for matzah, be vigilant. The heroes, is haru. The shimro oisem mikol tzad chimutz. And watch it from any possible risk of chometz. Et us shmartem es ha-matzois. There's a point of the heroes being careful that there will be no chametz here, and of the rizos and making it quick so they would, chametz will not have the opportunity to develop. The entire preparations of cleaning and being chametz and baking matzah is mainly these two traits, the heroes and the rizos. Now, it's obvious people will understand that where there is forces of Ra, bad forces in the world, forces that might harm in the world, when a person is careful and makes sure that these Ra, these bad influences, do not affect him, is vigilant enough that they shouldn't affect him, they shouldn't enter in his life. And from the other side, it doesn't give the opportunity to any force to hold back some accomplishments, things that you have to finish, that you have to be b'shlemus. He does it without delay. Frizos. If a person in his own life will behave this way, it's not conceivable that other bad forces in the world, as it be chas v'shalom, contagious illnesses, and similar things would affect him. When he's so careful for a minimum, for the minus quantity of something negative, shouldn't affect him. Like the Mesillas Yeshurim says, he oversees and surveys his deeds and all his ways in order to remove any bad tendency or trait, let alone a sin or transgression. When he's working on that, when he bans any bad tendency of his own life, his personal life, so very unlikely that bad influences will affect him from outside and that he will be harmed, chas v'shalom, with things that one doesn't want to be harmed. So how great and holy and elevated and a protection are these preparations for Pesach. The cleaning, the Bir Chametz part, and the Zrizus part, the Zrizus, the alacrity of baking matzahs, of having matzahs ready to be yoytze the mitzvahs, the heroes and Zrizus, like we said. According to that, how wonderful are the Divrei Chazal, the unbelievable Chazal. Chazal quote a posuk in Koheles. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda dovoro. Whoever keeps the commandment, the mitzvah, shall know not evil thing. Will know no evil thing. So have a look what Chazal say on that. Chazal use Shomer mitzvah for the shmira of matzah. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda dovoro, say Chazal zu Esther. That is Esther Amalka. As we know, it was at the time of Pesach when the decree from Haman came out, the Hashmit Larik, or the Abed, to destroy the Jewish people. Shomer mitzvah, the one who watches, who keeps, is the guardian of a mitzvah, Yeda Dovaro. So Esther, Shoisasuke, the mitzvah, Bir Chometz. Esther, who was busy with the mitzvah of Bir Chometz, of banning Chometz. So a person like this, who is busy with banning Chometz, who is banning the negative out of his own life, shall know no evil thing. The Pirush Rav David Luria on this Medrash in Koheles says, how did Chazal come to the idea that Shomer Mitzvah means Bir Chometz? Because Shomer Mitzvah, like the Apostle says, Ushmartem Es HaMatzos, regarding a mitzvah, that the Torah expresses itself with a shmartem, watching, guarding, being careful. A Chazal say, Al tikro shmartem es ha-matzis. It doesn't refer only to matzis. It refers to mitzvahs in general. To all mitzvahs, to being careful, they shouldn't be chometzdik, the mitzvahs. Not to let strange foreign influences hold back the fulfillment of a mitzvah. That is the idea of the heroes, of vigilance, and Zrizos, making things quick, alacrity, not to let the Ra be Moshel, take over my life, take over my behavior. So Lo Yeda Dovaro will not be harmed. Esther was the only person at the time of Ahasuerus and Haman in the entire Klal Yisrael that was not affected by the decree of Haman. They didn't know that she is Jewish at all. She was in safety in the house of Ahasuerus. But Chazal understand what made her to be so secure, to be so safe from this terrible decree, is because she was a Shomer Mitzvah. She was busy with preparation for Pesach. Asuke the mitzvah bir chometz. You're busy with preparations for Pesach. You're busy with the heroes and the zrizos. How can destructive influences come over you and affect you and influence you? It cannot happen. So the greatest chus that we could have now, to be able to stand strong, to be protected against this terrible mageifa pandemic that's going on, is to be a Shomer Mitzvah, to prepare for Pesach with all the hidurim, to make the nicest way yontif possible, with the heroes, the vigilance, the chametz, and the zrizos, to have the mitzvah performed in the most shleimus dike, the most complete way. In this chus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect us all, mikol nega, or mikol machalo, from any bad things that we don't want to know about. And he should protect all Klal Yisrael in this chus. We should have all the rachofim, should have a refu shalem, all the cholim, should have a refu shalema. And the ra, the bad influences, the viruses, all types, shouldn't be able to affect them and to harm them. We want to add a few halachas. People use plastic bags for food. They put it in the refrigerator, they put it in the freezer, or they use disposable gloves now more than ever. Now when it's connected with food, one should make sure to buy such bags and such gloves that have no powder inside. They put powder that it shouldn't be humid, it should be no moist. However, this powder sometimes could be kidneys, and in the worst case could be even chametz. but there are definitely gloves and bags where it's mentioned on the package that there's no powder inside. That's what should be purchased at the preparation for Pesach. People who have problem with mice and they use poison, this poison might be out of bread, but nevertheless, since it's poison, poison is considered nifsal me'achila, skeleth, inedible for animals, even though mice obviously will eat it. But nevertheless, the character of chometz was lost by the fact that it's poison, that it's not edible. People who purchase sugar, they would think sugar has no problem. What could be chometz in it? It's not so. Sugar, there's some acid that is used, and this acid might be on the base of chometz. That's why one should buy sugar only with a good kosher Pesach Hashgacha. The same thing with salt. We know that already from the kosher Pesach list. Otherwise, salt is not acceptable. I want to say it again. I say it every year. Even though lekatchila, it's a mitzvah to burn challah, but not to use our kosher oven to burn challah. It harms more than it helps. The school of burning challah might be, I don't understand so much in schoolers, but what is sure is using a kosher oven for burning challah, that's not appropriate, since challah is an isra achila, one is not allowed to eat challah. What does it do in our kosher oven? That has no place there. People who use bottles for babies, and a lot of times they use formulas that are based that are made with kidneys. Definitely for babies, if they're used to that, one can be make whole, that's not an issue. But these bottles have to be kept separately from the other Pesach utensils, the other Pesach kelim, and not to be washed in the Pesach kitchen. One should find a place, a sink that is not Pesach big, there's no chometz, no Pesach, in some rooms that are not connected to food at all. One can wash these bottles that are not chometz dik, that only a problem of kidneys. To pour on Pesach from a Pesach kettle, boiling water into an empty baby bottle, a bottle that is used for kidneys. So as long the bottle is empty, that's allowed to do. Abel Yashiv says it's allowed to do to pour. There's no problem of zeya, of steam that comes up, because there's no food at all in the baby bottle, even though it's used generally for kidneys. However, one should avoid to pour hot water from the Pesach Dika water kettle into the bottle if the food is already in the bottle. If this food is not Pesach Dik, like it is usually the case, it's only the food that has kidneys, it's good for children. But however, one should make sure not to pour from the Pesach Dika kettle, because if steam goes up, it might cause a trouble to the kettle. And it's hot, we speak of boiling water. That's why one should not do it. One should rather pour first the bottle, the kettle, the hot water, the boiling water into the empty bottle and then fill it up. Or one should pour hot boiling water into a disposable cup, a plastic cup, and from the cup to pour it into the bottle, the plastic cup will only be thrown away at the end. People ask it a lot of times, how goes the cheshbon of the waiting of 24 hours from the last use of chometz till one can kasher? 24 hours is meant to make the chometz eina ben yoyloi. A day has passed, so the bleas, what is inside the vessel of chometz, is already in some way inedible. That's the idea. However, when within these 24 hours of having used chametz, hot chametz, one uses the vessel, this keli, again with hot water, even not chametz food at all, but is other hot food, or let it be hot water, so the halacha is that the 24 hours start again. Because since it was within the 24 hours, so chambliyas, what was in the keli of chametz, comes out and goes back in, when it starts again from zero. That's only if within the 24 hours from the last use of chametz, I use with hot, the same vessel with a hot non-chometz. Might be hot water or something else hot that is not chometz. But since it's within 24 hours, it rejuvenates the chometz again, and you start it again the new 24 hours. However, if after the 24 hours of having used this keli with chometz, it's used again but with non-chometz, let's say with water or with other food that is not connected to chometz at all, then one can kasher within the 24 hours from the last use. Since the beginning, the 24 hours from the chometz had passed, so the chometz is already considered eina ben yoimoy. Now, when you use with another food that is Pesach dik, that is not chometz, hot water or something else, that doesn't restore the old status of chometz to be again rejuvenated. Not so. The chometz was eina ben yoimoy, it remains eina ben yoimoy. But if it's not in a ben yoima yet, and now I use with hot water, so that will rejuvenate the chametz, and then it will be again, it will start the counting of 24 hours again. Like we mentioned already, if a person uses an insert to his sink, it can be makel even to be kasher the sink, to kasher the sink within 24 hours. However, for vessels, for kalim, for pots and so, that's definitely 24 hours, definitely an issue. One should make sure that there has to be once the 24 hours have passed since the last use of chometz, without in between these 24 hours sometime another use with hot food, whatever it might be, even on chometz. Once that has happened, the 24 hours have passed from chometz, then it's not a problem if you use it with hot water or whatever. You can kasher straight away since the 24 hours from the last use of chometz have already passed without any interference, without any interruptions. I wish you a good evening. I should hear only Psoas Tavas, Yeshua's Venechomois, Vimheir of Yomeinu. The Shir Minchas Chinuch will be in about 10 minutes. Those who do not participate is now the time to daven Maariv. Have a good evening.